السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم. Respected ulama ikram, Huffaz brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah have assembled us in Baytum min Buyutillah, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the fikr of deen. Allah Pak has given us this wealth of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live with iman, make fikr for iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this iman free of charge. Say alhamdulillah. But iman ko banana, we have to keep on building on our iman, strengthening this iman. Iman ko banana, iman ko pakana, iman ko bachana, on iman ko failana. This is what our elders and ulama ikram say, that we have to build on our iman and strengthen this iman and make fortify this iman on the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Briefly, in the two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walu. Allah is addressing us, the reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ittaqullah, adopt taqwa, be Allah conscious. And iman and taqwa is interrelated. When your iman increase, taqwa will increase. Allah forbid, when iman decrease, taqwa will also decrease. Iman and a'mal saliha go together. Haqqa tuqati, as much as is possible, strive for your iman. Strive for this taqwa. Every amal we do, every ibadat we do, is strengthening of our aqaid and iman and ibadat. Inshallah. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die but being in the state of a Muslim. That is why one of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, اللَّهُمَّ زَيِّنَّا بِزِينَةِ الْإِيمَانِ وَجَعَلْنَا هُدَاتًا مُهْتَدِينَ. O Allah, beautify our iman and make us amongst those who works for the hidayat of others. We must be selected. Allah has chosen us. وَجْتَبَاكُمْ, to make the fikr for La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith, the second ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullah dhikran kathira. Allah Ta'ala has commanded the believers, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and evening abundantly. Wasabbihuhu bukrata wa asila. Allah Pak has given us our beautiful anatomy, we say anatomy, alhamdulillah. Shukr on this iman. If you make kufran on this iman, Allah forbid, our iman can be salved and snatched. Shukr on iman and preservation of iman, fikr for the iman, will bring husne khatima. What is husne khatima? Death on iman. Agar iman ki mehnat karenge, iman par fikr rakhenge, and da'wat denge, invite others towards iman, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then what will happen? Allah ta'ala will give husne khatima, inshallah. And also the right of iman is that do not make zulm on anybody, do not oppress anybody. Like for your brother what you like for yourself. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you cannot be a true believer until you like for your brother what you like for yourself. We must be well wishers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a well-wisher for the entire humanity, that how each and every one, Kulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu, say la ilaha illallah and be successful. Successful not only in this world, qabr and akhirat inshaAllah. This is this effort of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our aqaid become sahih. Our ibadat become sahih. We performed our salatul asr with jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to perform all our salatul jama'at inshaAllah. And beautify our salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commanded the sahaba, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your salah like you see me performing salah. They were sahaba. They were nurtured, practically trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Antum ashabi, you are my sahaba, you are my companions. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first said, I am waiting for my ikhwani, my brothers. So awalasna akhwanuna ya Rasulullah, they asked Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you are my sahaba, you are my companions. My brothers are those that will believe in me, follow in me without seeing me. This is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala make us true ummatis inshaAllah. We ambassadors of the Quran, we ambassadors of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this iman is not only ikrarum bil lisan, wa tasdeequm bil qalb, wa a'malum bil jawarih. Firm conviction in the heart. Allah is the doer. Allah does, provider, protector. Allah se hota hai. Allah is qadir. Allah is razik. Allah is malikul mulki dhul jalali wal ikram. Favorable conditions, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Difficult conditions, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. So a test is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the test of iman is outside the masjid. Inside the masjid we rejuvenate our iman, strengthen the iman. In a'mal salihah we renew our iman. The test is outside with our akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Keep our tongue in the remembrance of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah ta'ala, ana jalisu man zakarani. I am the companion of one who remembers me. We're sitting in the house of Allah, Mubarak time, on the day of Jumu'ah, Ijtima'i Amal and Fikr, the commencement of the weekly Ijtima'. Allah Ta'ala accept it inshallah. Give strength to us to be paband and regular with this in the remembrance of Allah. So zikr al-lisan, then iqrarum bil-lisan wa tasdeequm bil-qalb. Everything happened. That glass of water, by the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're drinking. Drink it according to the sunnah. With the right hand, with the three breaths you take. And then you say alhamdulillah and read the dua. According to the musnoon method, you're getting the sawab for following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A hadith comes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, iman gets rusted. Iman, khalaq. It becomes rusted, or like how a shirt or your kurta gets torn out and worn out. The sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're not worried about our clothes, we worried what's inside. Allah looks at the heart. But he said, yes, like how your kurta or your shirt get worn out, you have to make fikr for your iman. Jaddidu imanakum bi dhikri la ilaha illa. Keep on renewing your iman. That is iman pakana. To strengthen your iman. You can't just say, iman will be made, accept Islam. What I have to do, it's a great zimmedari and responsibility of looking after this iman. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that iman should be embedded in your heart, that when your dying moments come, on your lips is la ilaha illallah, or the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll have a good death inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us a husne khatima. So iman banana, iman pakana. Or iman ko mazboot thamna, hold fast. When you're doing the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is that yaqeen coming in the heart. Tasdeekum bil qalb, that Allah is giving the rozi, Allah is giving favorable conditions, Allah is opening the door of hidayat for you first. We are in need of hidayat. Then I'm going to work for hidayat of my family, my children, my progeny, my neighbors. We all want to be together in Jannah. Allah Himself says, Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has priced, given a price for Jannah. What? Your wealth, your time, your energy, your resources, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say inshallah. We all are ready inshallah. This is the fikr. This was the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One short story of one sahabi, Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a young sahabi from the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very poor sahabi. He didn't have any family. He came in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he accepted Islam. He used to stay in Masjid al-Nabawi in the Ashab al-Sufah, the platform where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach, Allah Pak, protect the Haramain Sharifain, take us for Madina Sharif. Jism ho kahi apana, dil to hai Madine mein. Recite Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. When we keep on reciting Durood Sharif 100 times in a day, Bara'atum minan nar wa bara'atum minan nifaq. It comes in the riwayat that Allah Ta'ala safeguards that person from hypocrisy and safeguard that person from the fire of Jahannam, inshallah. Har dard ki dawa hai salli ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, you can join my company and stay here. So the Ashab al-Sufa, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, there were other poor sahaba that used to stay there. Whatever food come, they used to eat. And whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them, they used to wear. If anything came in the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to share it. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala al-Aslam, he said, I want to be the khadim of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine serving Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why da'wat, ta'aleem, khidmat, ibadat, all this is part of our tabligh, a holistic way of life. All the amal that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam involved in, sahaba involved in. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, from tomorrow or tonight, what you must do, carry the water and wait outside my door. When I get up in the morning, I will take the water for tahajjud salah. So imagine this young sahabi, the entire night standing at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a bowl of water. Rahmat-e Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get up at different times. Sometime the entire night, sometime one third of the night, sometime half the night. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu aw inqus, aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila, etc. Carried on. So one night, Rabi'a radiallahu was standing with the water. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, oh Rabi'a, fas'al, ask anything you want. At the time of tahajjud, moment of acceptance, Rabi'a looked down, oh of Nabi of Allah, I will ask you later. Imagine Rahmat-e Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, moment of acceptance, tahajjud salah time, Mubarak time, the city being Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone, Allah is watching. Rabi'a says, oh Nabi of Allah, I will ask you later. Out of sharam and haya, he was a young boy. It's written in the riwayat, he could have asked wealth, he could have asked the best woman, he could have asked for anything, property. He walked all the way back to Ashab al-Sufa. Nabi Sallam performed his salah. And the whole day he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide me in the best decision to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what it is we learn, how to ask. Sit with the company of the ulama. Go out for jamaat, tabligh, ta'aleem. How much of surahs, duas, ta'aleem, hayatu sahaba, hikayatu sahaba. Read the fazail of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'anhu picks up the courage. He said, oh Rabi'a, don't be foolish. Rahmat-e Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking you. Allah's tawajjuh is on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mustajabud dawat. Whatever you ask now will be made for this world, qabr and akhir. So the next day, the same episode takes place. He stands at the door of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes his wudu and says, oh Rabi'a, have you thought of the question? Ask whatever you want. Rabi'a says, oh Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mufaraqaka fil jannah. I want to be your companion in Jannah. Subhanallah. Rabi'a, young sahabi, no homeless, staying in Ashab al-Sufa.
But yes, he is the Khadimu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is given that title. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him. He asked, Rabi'ah, did anybody teach you this question? Rabi'ah says, O Nabi of Allah, Allah Ta'ala inspired me. Show me an amal that I can be your companion in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised him, O Rabi'ah, keep on making sujood, kasrat the sujood, that means reading all your salat, pabandi, nafil salah, sunnat salah, and various other salah, and a'mal salihah. Keep yourself busy in kasrat salat, in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a'mal salihah. Then inshallah you'll be my companion in Jannah. We all want the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, say inshallah. Man radiya billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasoola wajabat lahul jannah. Whoever is pleased with Allah is our Rabbul Alameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being rahmatul lil alameen, our Nabi, and deen al Islam, a way of life. Wajabat lahul jannah. Jannah becomes wajib on him. But the sacrifice have to be made. These three questions will be in the qabr. Allah, if we do the amal of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to answer will be easy, inshallah. So that is why another lesson we learn. Quran Kareem came down in different places over a period of 23 years to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have received the entire Quran in one place. One of the command given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashiraw wa nadira wa da'iyan ilallahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. A da'i has to be moving from place to place. The Quran was revealed in different places over a period of 23 years. How much more a da'i cannot remain like this, seated in his place. Yes, at the markaz he comes, makes mashura, but his fikr must be alami fikr. I am going door to door, making the gasht like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, making the amal of talim like Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam had, making dua like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking for hidayat for himself, his family, and the entire ummah, inshallah. Brothers, sit with the fikr today, tonight, today in this majlis, mubarak time, with zikr and fikr. Kamyabi won't just come like that. Kamyabi hote zikr ke iltizam ke saath, fikr ke ehtimam ke saath. Success will come when we are remembering Allah. Allah will remember us, and we have the fikr and wani with ehtimam. What's ehtimam? With planning, with mashura, and taking the elders' advice, how they have shown us, do it according to that. Don't ask too many questions, and see the help of Allah. Ghaibi nusrat of Allah will come. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala opens the way out for you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Risk will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't even know where your risk is. Give your name in the path of Allah. Make the niyat. 4 months you will go. 40 days you will go. 3 days you will go. Masturat you will go. The children will join. Everybody will join. Then the ta'aleem and ibadat and ta'aleem and our homes will become a good Muslim home. Conducive environment, inshallah. Have niyat and fikr, inshallah. So Rabi'ah obtained that position, inshallah. He, sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only that, when he passed away in Madinah Sharif. He's buried right there in Jannatul Baqi. Allah give us mouth in Madinah Sharif, inshallah. So the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be this iman masboot karna. Strengthen our iman. And the last amal that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was the sunnat of the miswak. How much of sacrifice? Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, I chewed the miswak. Then I placed it in the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so weak, he had fever. Yet again I chewed it. So the amal of miswak is the last sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru miyata shaheed. If we uphold the sunnats and learn the sunnats when we out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnat ashal tariqa, ajmal tariqa, akrab tariqa, and this noor in the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again we remind that dua, Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. O Allah, beautify our iman inshallah. Waj'alna hudatam muhtadin. O Allah, make us amongst those who are chosen for hidayah. We cannot give hidayah. Allah gives hidayah. But we are chosen for this fikr of deen, the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the last one is a'malum bil jawarih. Our entire body, wealth, time, energy, resources, only for the sake of Allah, inshallah. Darte darte marte dang tak karna hai. People say fear, 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 but do the work till the last moments. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhum left Madina Munawwara with the Jamaat, and then when they were traveling, he got very sick. He told the Sahaba, his group, that when I die, even take my janazah to the last point you are going. And where's Madina Sharif? Right till Istanbul in Turkey, he is buried there, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Other Sahaba traversed many other places. Allah ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Allah give us afiyat, salamati, and make kubuliyat decision for us, inshallah. This Mubarak time, engage ourselves in zikr and dua. Then mashura will be made after Maghrib, the main bayan and program. Give your name when tashkil is being made. Make decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, O Allah, accept me for this khidmat of deen and fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har kaam kaam nahi, Nabi ka kaam kaam hai. Every work is not work. The work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should become my mission, my object, and my hayat, maqsad hayat, inshaAllah. Engage ourselves in zikr, dua, tilawat Quran. And then after Isha will be hayatul sahaba. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Thap rahmatullah alayhi, with lot of fikr and ihtimam, was guided to write that hayatul sahaba. And he said, read the stories of hayatul sahaba, then you'll get an encouragement to behave and become like the sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Whichever sahabi you like to read and story and follow, then they are shining stars. Allah ta'ala guide us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.